Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, beautiful people. How you doing today? Welcome to this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love have the potential to devolve into BS, which could be a lot of things, but for the sake of being a good boy, it's bait and switch. It's about shaming people into winning arguments. It's about blaming people about anything that we can think of in order to escape our own maturity. The replacement for that kind of BS is love. I'm alive to love. That's what this show has been about for over 4 years. And as we wrap up this year, 2023, I'm all the more excited and passionate about the story of love and about how love is the one human beauty that saves the world. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'll get to that in a minute. But here on the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love, I do a couple of things routinely, not with routine, but as a routine, so that we're stable and understanding what we're here to stand on. And first thing we do here is Love's Creed. It's something I wrote about 10 years ago as a New Year's resolution. There's a thought for you. If you're looking for a New Year's resolution for 24, why, pick this up and make it yours. You can send me a request for it at randydeanministries@gmail. That's all one word, randydeanministries, lowercase, @gmail.com. I'll send you a copy. I think it's good to have something that you rehearse with yourself day by day by dreary day and some high, beautiful, sunny days. But it's something to hold you in a focus, aim for the bullseye of the target. And that's what Love's Creed calls us to do. So here's Love's Creed. I'll repeat it in total to start with. Then I'll come back and I'll repeat it like I would vows at a wedding altar. Whew, I have done a few hundred of those where I stand at an altar and I ask the nervous groom to repeat after me. I ask the joyous and beautiful bride to repeat after me. I'll do that after I read it through in total. Here it is, Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. It's beautiful, I think, and I know I'm breaking my arm to pat myself on the back, but I do think this is a beautiful creed. Now, let me go back at a short burst for you. You repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it, Love's Creed. If you'd like that in a form that you can just handwrite it onto a 3x5 card, or maybe you want to type it into your phone, your computer, or your handheld device, whatever it is that would give it some availability for you to repeat day by day. Make 24 the year that you're alive to love. What a great New Year's resolution that would be. So let me know, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you a copy. Well, speaking of the holidays, we are broadcasting this. I'm recording it the week ahead of Christmas, and you're listening to it on Christmas Eve day, and actually Saturday before Christmas Eve, and then the Sunday Christmas Eve. I'm going to take a bit of a turn of what I normally do here with Alive to Love, but this has a lot to do with the story of love in my own life. So I want to share with you a blog that I wrote several years ago, and it's something that has to do with the beauty of love at Christmas. And I call it Christmas Reality and Our Need for Beauty. And I want you to hear this carefully. I'll break in and make some offhand, off-the-cuff remarks along the way. But here's what I wrote, and it's I'm wishing you the merriest and most blessed and happiest and loving Christmas that you've ever had before. So here we go. Christmas Reality and Our Need for Beauty, and then here for this sake, our need for love. You see, I have not always loved Christmas. I tried real hard when I was a kid, with some successes along with some terrible, terrible failures. What I didn't know as a kid, I've learned since, that drug addiction and family dysfunction do not take a holiday break. Woof. In fact, drug addiction and holidays usually ramp everything up. And for me, it was summed up in a holiday greeting I grew up with in our little family of four, and it was, Merry Kiss My, you know what I'm saying. Lovely sentiment, huh? Merry Kiss Mass. It rhymes with the Mass part of Christmas. But as I grew up and somewhere in life with two little kids in the house and a wife, whew, my precious wife grew up with a family who relished Christmas. They adored family get together with Christmas. And it just was so odd to me at first. And I pushed back against it because it was so weird. But I had a Scrooge-like epiphany along the way. Something, somehow, broke into my Scrooge reality and lodged in my heart and my thinking. I began to see how this life, this world, this one and only shot we have at spreading love and good cheer, this life needs Christmas. This life of multiple disappointments and grieving. Well, you know, right now my wife and I are packing and getting ready to go to Atlanta, Georgia for the shocking funeral of a best friend in our lives. We've been dear friends with her for 40 years, and after battling an ailment for the past 3 to 5 years, her body finally gave up. And so Ginger and I are driving to Atlanta to grieve along with the family and to know that this world of multiple disappointments and grief needs Christmas. This world is scary people and wars and bloodshed. This world of hatred, oh goodness, this world needs a Christmas break. This one and only shot we have at spreading love and good cheer needs Christmas. Because it's about the insertion of beauty and even love in a collection of far too much indignity and disgrace. It's about clearing a small patch of ground, declaring a ceasefire and singing Silent Night. Maybe that's what you need to do figuratively tomorrow on Christmas Day. Maybe on Christmas Day, you just need to declare a ceasefire in your family and just clean up the atmosphere for at least a day and come together and sing Silent Night together. Now, the following history is from Wikipedia, so you'll have to bear with me if the details aren't entirely historically accurate. But metaphorically, however, the point remains true, and here it is. The truce began on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1914, when German troops began decorating the area around their trenches in the region of Ypres, Belgium, for Christmas. They began to place candles on trees and continued the celebration by singing Christmas carols in German. Most notably, Stille Nacht, which is Silent Night. Well, the British troops in the trenches across from them started to respond by singing English carols. Well, this whole notion brought the two sides continuing by shouting Christmas greetings across the war zone to each other. And then after that, there were calls for visits across no man's land where they took small gifts to exchange, like whiskey or jam, some cigars, chocolate, and things like that. The artillery in the region fell silent on that Christmas Eve night. The truce was also allowing a breathing spell for recently fallen soldiers in that no man's land to be brought back behind their lines for a decent burial. Proper burials took place as soldiers from both sides mourned their dead together and paid respects. At one funeral in no man's land, soldiers from both sides gathered and they read the 23rd Psalm. Oh, can you imagine? They read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And there these British and German soldiers were in World War I, literally in the valley of the shadow of death, burying friends who had died in battle just maybe hours prior to this Christmas Eve. Well, all of that brings me back to my premise for what I'm sharing today. In a world of TV reality shows that have become real reality, oh, we need beauty. We need love. In a world of unhinged political vitriol and ego, oh, Christ have mercy, we need beauty. In a world where one of my listeners here and readers to this particular blog is a judge presiding over a daily parade of human agony in the justice system, don't we need beauty? Don't we need love? So let me tell you about my own personal Christmas tradition that brings me to tears every year, and it may bring me to tears right here on the radio, so bear with me. I started this when our children were very tiny. Late on Christmas Eve, after everything is done and quiet has settled in, I take car keys, or now it's a big set of bells that I have, and I go outside. I look up at the sky as if to look for Santa. I'm out there alone in the dark. I throw my head back, jingle those, my car keys are now my jingle bells, as loud as I can, and I shout at the top of my lungs, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas." I spin around north, south, east, and west, and I shout, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas," while I'm jingling those bells loud as I can. I'm not kidding you. This really happens. Ask anybody who lives within a mile of me now. We've been in our home now for 35 years, and I have done that same tradition for these 35 years. I'm telling you, dogs bark and howl at me, and all the valley around me is echoing with my ho, ho, ho and my jingle bells. And I cry. Every time. I cry because I am a sap. I truly am. But I digress. I cry because it is my shout for beauty in the middle of an ugly world. I cry because I believe in love, and I believe that love is the only value worth everything in this wide world. I believe that love deserves an opportunity, and as we go into the new year, I challenge you, go into it with love's creed and have a new year because of love. I cry because it's my shout for love and beauty. I cry because I hope some kid somewhere hears me shouting ho, 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 and they wonder if there really is a Santa. I cry because I love that moment. In this one and only shot for bringing peace on earth and goodwill toward all people, love, beauty, and joy to the world deserves at least 15 minutes of fame every year. Agreed? Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. So I share this with you because I know this is coming out the weekend before Christmas, but it applies anytime, anywhere, in any part of the season that you may be in. If you're listening to this as a recording, we've had so much pain, disappointment, vitriol, poisonous conversations. Our nation is emotionally, psychologically divided and exhausted. Don't we need to call time out and live for love alone? Isn't it about time that we decided, I can't make the decision for everybody, but I can make the decision for me. And I can urge you to make that decision. Mother Teresa said, we cannot do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Come on, everybody. Join me, would you? Let's do multiple small things every day with great love. It's as simple as greeting people rather than staring at the ground. Even a stranger needs your smile. It's as simple as really being polite and kind at a cash register where employees are fighting with a shortage of employment and employee shortages where they're pulling time and double time and they're working hard to keep up with a cash register. That cashier doesn't need vitriol and meanness. They need love. They need beauty in a time, especially at this time of year. But going into the new year, let's spread love like it's oxygen. Like we're in the middle of the ocean trying to swim and here's a buoy. Hang on tight. Let's be determined to live the love's creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for loving, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. You see, my wife and I, as we're journeying to Atlanta, as these words are being broadcast, we're on our way to a funeral for a dear friend way there and back. And I just talked to the husband of this grieving husband it was just yesterday. Seems like many days ago, but just yesterday. And he's lost 20 pounds over the past multiple months, even years, just caring for his wife and taking her back and forth to the emergency room and physical therapy and just having her up in the hospital while he's trying to just take care of life on the outside and life in a hospital room for the better part of 5 years they've been battling. And this poor guy he's been a loyal pastor servant his whole life. He's not made riches. He's not broke, but he's by no means a rich man with a jet to fly like some caricatures people show of pastors. Come on, this guy has sacrificed his life and time as a pastor. And now in his 70s, he's lost the love of his life. And he lost her in a brutal, brutal battle for life and death. So we're going to make sure we spread love for his two adult children and all their grandchildren, for the friends that are grieving, just as especially my wife is shedding multiple tears for the loss of her best friend. This one and only shot we have at life, this one and only time of living deserves beauty. It deserves love. It deserves smiles. It deserves good news, great joy for all people. That's what the angels said to the shepherds. That Christmas message isn't just for Christmas. It's for the whole new year in front of us. Good news, great joy, all people. Let's stop segregating people as bad people, good people. Let's be sure that all people get the the feeling from us of good news, great joy, to be alive for love, and nothing less than love will carry the day, and nothing less than beautiful love will bring us into 2024 with a new sense of let's be the people of love for the sake of our nation, for the sake of our world. Let's lay down our verbal arms. Let's lay down our emotional barbs. Let's lay down our psychological digs on each other. Let's be alive for love and love alone. Let's lay down our impatience. Let's lay down our anxiety and panic attacks. Let's lay down all the lesser values that are dragging us through the keyhole backwards. Let's be people of beauty and love for 2024. Merry Christmas, y'all. Ho, ho, ho. Let's have a truly love alive Christmas. Well, here on the No BS Bishop, we conclude every broadcast with a couple of practices. And one is breathing well. Some of you, I'm sure, have been through the holiday season on a full tilt jag, running for gifts and parties and making sure the decorations are put out and making sure all the food is cooked and prepared. And you've been climbing ladders, putting up lights and whatever else you've done during the season. It's been a little extra and God bless you for it. But now it's time to sit down and breathe. Just breathe. Science and medical health teaches us that breathing deeply keeps us calm, lowers our blood pressure, and gives us a better sense of how to live this one and only shot at life we have. So to the degree you can, sit up as straight as you're able to, put your feet flat on the floor, hold yourself very straight up, but not tight, just be straight and sitting wherever you are. Maybe you want to stand. And on the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it for the count of four. Then, for the count of four, exhale slowly. All right? And then do it again, maybe over and over until you feel a little more relaxed. Okay? So on the count of three, take the deepest breath you can and hold it against your diaphragm up to the count of four. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. One, two, three, four. And exhale. One, two, three, four. You know, that's kind of a sabbatical physical health practice. Give yourself little miniature Sabbaths throughout every day. Breathe deep. Breathe calm. Breathe to the point where it just gets your body captured in a moment of stillness. Silent night, if you will. Second practice we do, and this one I'm going to give a few moments longer than usual, and that is to intentionally and with rhythm and with eye contact say the most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. Make sure you give it real, real connection, not just a brush by. Love ya. Don't make it one word. Make it three distinct words with intentional eye contact. I know, it's startling, it's weird, it's awkward, but make it weird. Make it startling. Because we need to be startled out of ugliness. We need to be startled out of hatred. We need to be startled out of our disconnectedness in this wild world. So find somebody, even right now, maybe if all you are is home alone with your dog or cat, we'll get their eye contact. Our little dog knows when we're doing this. But I know my wife and I will be together. Maybe as we're listening to this, we'll be on the road back from Atlanta. But I know this. We treasure, as husband and wife, these three words for each other. And I'm asking you and inviting you to treasure it with complete strangers, with whoever you may meet. And I'm renewing my commitment here today that I want the last three words of my life, if possible, whether it's with my family, my friends, or maybe emergency crews or strangers, I want the last breath of my life to be carrying these three words: I love you. I can't guarantee that, but I want you to know I'm pulling for it. So now you go out there and pull in your own way for this day. And by the way, none of us know what the next moment holds. As I've been sharing with you about our friend in Atlanta, a month ago she would never have dreamed that she'd be passed from this life into the next stage of life. She would have never dreamed that she wouldn't be on this side of the earth's veil. She would be on the other side of the earth's veil. And I can't guarantee my day wouldn't be the same today. I need to give myself to love. Love alone is credible for this world to be changed. Well, thanks for joining me today. I've been sharing a bit of a more of a personal, heartfelt tone here today. And I trust this is a blessed and beautiful Christmas season for you. I trust that you will go into the new year with a commitment to make it genuinely a new year with love. Happy trails, y'all. This is the No BS Bishop signing off for 2023.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.